Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Al Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Rehart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Fuentes reaches third base with a triple. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith has Fuentes trapped. There's the throw to McCarver and back to Smith, who tags Fuentes for the out. McCovey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to third. Mays moves to second. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to home to get McCovey. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to third for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Brown scores. Lanier moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Brock steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Virgil for a passed ball. Smith moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier has Smith trapped. There's the throw to Virgil and over to Hart, who tags Smith for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to Perry covering. Safe. Brock moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry Buchek now playing shortstop. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. the Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.